Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi everyone, this is Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Anna, and I'm currently in the second year of translation studies at IBUC-UNESP. The most important thing I have learned during the COVID-19 pandemic is that having the people we love close to us is extremely important when we're going through a hard time. During this terrible pandemic we're living right now, not being able to see our loved ones is one of the biggest challenges many people are facing. Because international borders all around the world were closed due to the pandemic, families and binational couples were and still are separated. Of course, the closure of the borders is very important and very necessary to prevent the spreading of coronavirus. This is definitely not the moment for tourism. However, love is not tourism. This statement has recently become very powerful. It is the name of a worldwide movement, the Love is Not Tourism movement. Its objective is to reach governments of all countries with the request of changes in travel restrictions, the flexibility of those rules, in specific, to family members and lovers, being married or not. According to the Love is Not Tourism website, distance relationship partners and family members who want to reunite are willing to follow a number of safety rules when traveling, including a self-paid COVID-19 test upon arrival and quarantine until a negative result is received. This movement has been growing more and more. Besides the official website, loveisnottourism.org, they have two official Facebook groups, online forums, a Discord chat, and a website with hundreds of pictures and nationalities of binational couples who want to reunite. There is also a specific website for the partners, loveisessential.info. In addition, there are the hashtags for Twitter and Instagram, hashtag loveisnottourism and hashtag loveisessential. Until now, 13 countries already allow couples to meet, including Denmark, France, Canada, Spain, Germany, Italy, and the Netherlands. Regarding the other countries, there are petitions you can sign for each one of them to help make this possible all around the world. In Brazil, for example, air borders are fully open for foreigners now. All they need is a visa when required and proof that they have health insurance for the trip. In some other countries, where the entry of tourists is not allowed yet, but the meeting of couples is possible, there are some rules that need to be followed. In Germany, for example, unmarried binational couples can reunite if one of them is either German or an European Union citizen or a third country national with an existing residence permit in Germany. Besides, they need to be in a long-term relationship attested by an invitation from the partner in Germany and a copy of their documents, a formal declaration signed by both partners, evidence of previous personal meetings such as passport stamps and flight tickets, and supplementary evidence by means of pictures, emails, and social media. According to data from the movement, Brazil is the third country with the most binational couples separated by the pandemic. Most of them depend on changes of the protocols in the European Union, which is already encouraging all its members to adhere to the calls. All of us who are lucky enough to be with our families and partners during these terrible times know how important it has been to be surrounded by the people we love. But for the ones who did not have the same opportunity, this importance is even clearer. Let's do everything we can to guarantee everyone is close to who they love. Sign the petitions at loveisnottourism.org and use the hashtags on social media. Empathy is the best weapon we have against this virus. Thank you so much for listening. See you.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, Pod IBUC, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.